Twain once said that when there's a gold rush, it's a good time to be in the pick and shovel business. Today, we look at the rapidly evolving markets in the marijuana green rush in our Canna Business Chronicles. Welcome back, everyone. 31 after the hour, and joining us today from Canada, we've got David Posner, the CEO of Nutritional High. David, welcome to the show. Oh, got to turn you off mute. Let's try that again. Welcome to the show, David.
How's everything going?
Well, pretty good now. I got to push all the right buttons, but now everything's just fine. Thank you for being here. Nutritional High is the company. I received one of your press releases that came out just recently, pointing out that you were planning on becoming Canada's first recreational marijuana company. Tell us all about Nutritional High.
So Nutritional High, we're a Canadian company. We're traded on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the symbol NHL. We're also traded in the U.S. on the OTCQB under the symbol SPLIF, S-P-L-I-F. Our company mandate, we're focused solely in the U.S., and we make marijuana edibles and oil extractions.
Okay. And is there anything internationally that's difficult about that, being based in Canada or being based in the United States but a Canadian company? Does their international law get all weird here, or are you protected from that?
No, we have U.S. subsidiaries, and Okay. Yeah, there's no problem with that whatsoever. Okay. You know, we really found that what we wanted to do was bring the products into the edible markets. January 1st, 2014, Colorado went recreational. 3 days later, all the edibles in the state were sold out.
Yeah.
We found this is the spot to be in. And since then, we've acquired, and we're in the process of acquiring, a company in New Mexico, which is the second largest producer. We signed an LOI with them. We've established a license in Illinois where we have the right to put in the final approval for the license, so we're doing that right now. And we really want to have a multi-state platform where we bring our edibles to both recreational and medical markets.
Yeah.
We believe there's going to be a change.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you hit it right on the head when you mentioned Colorado and how quickly and enormously the medicated edible market exploded. I don't think people, even in the industry, were ready for that much growth in the market. So was that something you reacted to, or is it something you'd been building up to? And when it happened, you went, oh, good, we're in the right spot. We're in the right place to be.
Well, we started really around that time.
Okay.
And, you know, Colorado is a very developed market, but most of the people in Colorado are very small operators. It's very, many people are baking the products. So our company mandate was to make products that were made on a semi-automated candy line and chocolate line. So this way we can actually truly meet the demand in the marketplace. Most people are just baking the products, so they didn't have the shelf life because they were making cookies, they were making brownies, Rice Krispie treats, and by the time it got to the dispensary and then it got to the patient or the recreational user, you know, the product was at a shelf life. It was bad.
Right. So. Yeah, and then, you know, trying to fight that, you might have to put in preservatives and all sorts of other things, and, you know, as a medical product, I imagine a lot of people wouldn't want to see that happen.
Exactly. And so we're really focused on making chocolates, hard candies. Our hard candy line is called Heisenberg Blue. We also take our hard candies, we're grinding them down into a powder form, which is a sugar in essence, and can be used to bake with, put in drinks, coffee, etc. So,
okay.
You know, we have a vast amount of products. We're making a liquid product, so, you know, it will really allow people to cook, you know, cook with our products, and this was really our focus, so...
What's your company and the people in your company? What are you guys' backgrounds? I imagine the two main things here would be a background in confections and a background in medicine at some level. What are your criteria there?
Yeah, well, so, I mean, my background myself is I ran a real estate fund. So there's a big component of real estate in all this because you have to acquire the facilities before you even put in the licenses in each state. We do have... obviously a confection background. We have a cordon bleu chef. Her name's Melissa Parks, and she's created the product line for us. She's also a chocolatier, so her chocolates are unbelievable. So we really wanted to have the highest quality product, and we wanted to really learn, like you said, about the dosing side. So we wanted to be able to dose it. So we had a consultant that came in that used to work for Novartis, and he helped us design our dosing mechanisms. you know, with our machinery. So, you know, having this on an automated system, you know, it takes a little while to refine it, but once you do, it makes it so much easier to dose the product. So, you know, every time you take a bite of chocolate, you know exactly what you're getting and the exact ceiling you're going to get.
Yeah, and that's really important. We've heard so many reports coming out of Colorado, mostly, of testing of a variety of these edible products that are labeled for a certain number of milligrams of THC and turning out either to be wildly higher than that or even in some cases, hardly any THC at all. How have you managed to solve that problem of consistency, especially when you're talking about such large batches that you're going to make?
Well, this is where the semi-automated candy line and comes in. It just makes it so much easier because you send your batch out of oils, you find out the THC component, and then you're putting that much into each piece, and it automatically does it for you. So it's very hard when you're doing it by hand because there might be 10 people in a facility that are baking by ovens and trying to do it, and one guy does it well, one guy doesn't, and it's all over the place. So, you know, the most important factor in the whole edible market is having the consistency. If you have the consistency and you have a great tasting product, you're really going to take over a big part of the market share.
We're speaking with David Posner. He's the CEO of Nutritional High, billing themselves as Canada's first recreational marijuana company. You can find out about them at nutritionalhigh.com. And David, one of the aspects of marijuana legalization with respect to these edible products, we hear it from our opponents. Oh my God, you're marketing to the kids. You're making gummy bears and chocolates and kids like that stuff. And how dare you? What's your response to those folks?
Look, it's a legitimate concern, and we counter it with our packaging. So we have child-proof packaging. You know, it's packaging and labeling, which really allows, you know, this to not happen. So, I mean, you have to be responsible, and we want to be at the highest standards of the industry because we don't want this to happen in any capacity. And, you know, there's a variety of other products, too, that, you know, kids could possibly get, but the more responsible the manufacturer is, the less problems there's going to be.
All right. And looking at some of the list of your products here, chocolate bars, candies and such, is there going to be a great variety in the potency of these things? Because I know in some markets they might try to make it so, you know, recreational products have to be lower potency than medical products. And in some cases, maybe somebody wants to be able to eat the whole damn cookie and not, you know, fall asleep. So what's your range of dosage?
Well, in Colorado, just to give you an example, it's 100 milligrams maximum per recreational. And what we've done is we're packaging them in the form of like a blister pack, much like a package of gum where you pop, there'll be 10 pieces and you pop them out individually. So, you know, if somebody wants to just have one piece, they can. And you have to remember these chocolate bars retail in the retail dispensaries cost $25 to $30. So for any reason, if it ever melted, you could pop it back in the fridge and it would mold back into form. So, and if you open it, it's not going to go bad right away. So this was really a packaging technique that we're using and very few people in the industry are. And I mean, people will follow suit in it, but we felt it worked well just for the consumer in general, but especially on the dosing side.
Excellent. Now, your press release also mentions that Nutritional High has licenses in Colorado and Illinois. Man, if you couldn't have picked two more opposite medical marijuana states if you tried, what have been some of the difficulties in Illinois? I mean, we kind of know how Colorado's been going. What's it been like trying to get licensed in Illinois?
Well, the Illinois license was it was a telephone book, you know, just to start.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were selected. There were 500 people in that range that applied, and there were 56 that were chosen. We were one of the 56. We're putting in our final application now. So we won't be operating in Illinois until probably around the new year, sometime around then. And it's really depending on the state, mm-hmm. you know, how quickly they move. But we're really focusing on a lot of other markets right now as well. So, you know, Nevada has recreational marijuana, Arizona, New Mexico, which we've just done the LOI there, Washington State's recreational, Oregon just said they're going recreational, and they're just coming out with their rules. So a lot of times from the time they say, okay, we're going recreational, to the time you actually are in production is usually in and around the 12 to 18 month range, depending on the expediency of the state.
All right, looking forward to making your way here to my home state of Oregon for sure. We have some questions from our chat room. The first one is, have you been able to secure product liability insurance for this operation?
Yes. That's not a problem. I mean, there is product liability insurance. You have to get it, but yeah, this is this is not a problem.
That's interesting because, you know, we've heard of the marijuana companies having difficulty with banking regulations and credit cards and all these other aspects of normal business operations. I thought maybe there'd be some problem with insurance, but they don't seem to mind that it's a federally illegal substance.
No, we haven't had a problem so far.
That's good news. I'm glad to hear that. Our next question from the chat room was, does the Nutritional High Company have any drug testing for its employees?
Well, you know, we are a new company, and we are establishing a drug testing policy for our company, but we're just, you know, we're just up and running. So, you know, it's something that's on the plate, but an interesting question.
So like some sort of urine screen in order to work for you guys?
Well, you know, before we do hire somebody, they can't have any previous convictions in regards to, you know, any drug convictions. And we are very strict with that. And so are the state, you know, marijuana enforcement divisions. So, you know, that's one prerequisite for somebody to work. But, you know, on the other side, you know, we're running a manufacturing facility and there is machinery and packaging equipment, et cetera. So, you know, this is not something we want on our lines, you know.
So you're saying this, that testing people's urine before they can come work on your assembly lines is something you do want to do?
Yes. As we start production in the States, we will want to have drug testing.
Okay. 100%. Well, you heard it here first here. NutritionalHigh.com is the company, Canada's first recreational marijuana company. They got licenses in Colorado and Illinois. They'll be making marijuana-infused products, chocolates, candies, teas, cakes. You got some topical products as well, vapor pens maybe?
We're working on them. On the vape pen side, we do marijuana extracts and oils. So on the oil side, the oils that we make can be put in cartridges and put into the vape pens. On the topical side, where we've been just looking into it, you know, this has really been a whirlwind. So, you know, we started this company a little over a year ago, and we've been working 18 hours a day, and we're moving at a rapid pace. But there's only so much you want to do all at once. Like, really, our focus has been to make the highest quality product, get that into multiple markets, get market share, and get an attraction to the product, and then we'll expand our SKUs. So we're constantly developing new products, whether they be topicals or drinks or a whole variety of other products.
All right.
But, you know, baby steps. It's more important to have, you know, a good quality product than to have many products. So.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's David Posner, the CEO of Nutritional High. They're at NutritionalHigh.com. Good luck to you, and I'd advise you to look up Open Vape Employee Drug Testing on Google. Thanks for your time, and okay. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
All right, folks. We're going to take a break, because I sure need one. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at major changes to the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program that seem like they're going to pass. We'll see. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show.
You're tuned into The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.